Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
You're doing what?
Well, tomorrow I'm having an interview for the assistant manager's job.
Mike, I think you've lost the plot. Please tell me this is a joke.
No, honestly, I've got an interview at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Why? They're not going to employ you. You do remember what you did, don't you? Or have you completely lost your memory?
No, I remember everything, thank you.
So why try for the job?
Well, because Jim persuaded me to.
Jim? Oh, come on. I know you like him and that you're good friends and all that. But you don't have to do everything he asks you to do, and especially when it means attending the interview from hell. And that's what it will be like. They'll get you in that room to thoroughly interrogate you as to what happened. And I can tell you now, it won't be very nice.
Oh, well, thank you for your support. That's helped tremendously.
I'm telling you the truth, Mike. Honestly, have you completely lost your marbles? You can't have an interview. They'll annihilate you.
Oh, Connie, if they do mention it, and I don't think they will, I'll just walk out.
Oh, you live in fairyland, Mike. It's not going to happen like that. You're talking to the nephew of the owner. Do you think he just is going to sit back and welcome you with open arms?
I'm telling you, he doesn't know about it.
What? Listen to me. He's in charge of the shop. Not Michael, when, well, if he ever returns. Not Megan, when she, which is also doubtful, comes back. But Matthew is. And if you think he doesn't know what's been going on in the past, you're more of a fool than I thought you were.
Well, I don't think you're right. He doesn't necessarily know everything. Well, why should he?
Oh, because it just so happens that one of their employees used to deal with stolen goods. Oh, no, more than that, he actually decided to sell them in the shop, which is one of the most exciting things that's ever happened on the island. And you think that his uncle, who owns the company, didn't bother to mention this to him?
He's not going to be interested in what I've done in the past.
He is. I can see it now. He'll have you sit down and then he'll ask, now, where have you worked before? And then he'll say, oh, and why did you leave?
Ah, yeah, well, that's a good point. So what should I say?
Mike, don't go for the interview.
Hello?
Hi, Jim. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, good.
Sorry, I'm a bit busy at the moment. What do you want?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. It's about this interview tomorrow. I'm just not sure I should go.
Why? You'll be fine.
Well, I don't think I'm the best candidate for the job.
Well, I do. And as I said, you know the shop, and you're enthusiastic.
Well, I was.
And you're good at making decisions, and you're good with the staff.
And I left because I was dealing with dodgy stock.
Yeah, well, okay.
And Peter Ryan was found dead.
Yeah, well, that's true. But it had nothing to do with the shop.
Well, I was accused of doing it.
I know, but that's all in the past. Trust me, it will be fine.
Oh, hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Look, the reason I'm phoning is I think Mike might phone you about something tonight.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, he's going to try for Megan's job.
Oh, he's not, is he?
Oh, don't say that.
Well, why on earth does he want to do that? He's got his own business to run.
Well, it's not doing very well at the moment and he needs the money.
You never say that to me. I thought he was doing okay.
Well, he's not. And I know that Matthew's desperate for someone. I think he's the best person for the job.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't?
Yes, I do. I suppose you told him to apply, did you?
Well, I did mention it, and yes, I think he should. He'll be good. And no, don't say they'll ask about his past, because they might not.
I wasn't going to.
Well, why aren't you more enthusiastic about it, then?
Because I don't want him to work in the shop. It means I see him all the time.
That's funny.
What is?
The fact you don't want him there because you'll see more of him.
Well, exactly. I like it that he works somewhere else. It gives us more to talk about.
Well, apart from all of that, as I say, he may phone you about it, Penny. And I'm just saying that I think he should try for the job. We know he's good at it, and he deserves another chance.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. But I don't think Matthew would think that. Do you?
Now, would you like some cake?
Oh, yes, please. But what is it?
It's almond and apricot with a few currants thrown in. It's obviously one of my own recipes.
Yes, I thought it was.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be lovely.
OK. Oh, no. Much smaller than that, please.
OK. Here you are. And enjoy.
Thanks. Yes, it looks all right.
Good. I told you, didn't I, that they've asked me to go back into County Hall for part of the week.
Oh, yes. Have they told you which days?
No, not yet.
Do you want to go in?
Oh, I don't mind. Oh, I nearly forgot. Mike phoned earlier, saying your phone wasn't on again.
Oh, blooming thing. It's not charging properly. I think I might have to get a new one.
Oh, we'll get one like mine. This one's brilliant.
I think yours is a bit out of my price bracket. Anyway, what did he want?
Oh, he didn't say. He just said that he'd phone back later.
Did he say what time?
No, he didn't.
Oh, what a pain.
Why? Don't you want to speak to him?
Oh, it's not that. But he's going for an interview at Patterson's for Megan's job.
You what? He's going for assistant manager. Or should I say, assistant wheeler dealer.
Oh, Kathy, don't say that.
Well, honestly, it's a joke, isn't it?
Now, Mike, why did you leave Patterson's? Was it because you were about to get caught for dealing with stolen goods?
Oh, it's not funny. I don't think he should try for the blooming job. I don't want him working there.
Oh, so it's not because he's a convicted criminal who may get found out.
Kathy, he's not a Oh, sorry, it's Mike. I'll have to get it.
Yeah, well, good luck. Just tell him that as long as he doesn't have favourite customers as crooks, he'll get the job. Or tell him to get a degree in embezzlement. That might help.
Hello, Mike. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. But, well, I just wanted to have a chat with you about something.
Oh, okay, but I can't be long. I'm just having a bit of cake and coffee.
Oh, right. So, is the cake one of hers?
Yes, it is. Anyway, what do you want?
Well, I've got an interview tomorrow for Megan's job as assistant manager.
Oh, have you? And do you want the job?
Well, believe it or not, yes, I do.
Oh, OK. So what's the problem?
Well, Penny, I won't be able to lie to Matthew. And if he asks me about why I left Patterson's, I'll just have to tell him what happened.
Oh, OK.
But I'm obviously going to find that very, very...
difficult?
Well, yeah, to say the least.
Well, you don't have much choice, do you?
No. And if he does ask me about it all, well, I won't get the job, will I? So, why go in the first place?
Look, he wouldn't ask you to go for an interview if he wasn't interested in you.
Well, that's just it. Maybe he's getting me there to interrogate me to find out what really happened.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. What's your gut feeling?
My gut feeling is to run away from it all.
Mike, that's not an option. You can't run away when things get difficult. Look, if you did decide to go, then I wish you the best of luck, OK? You would be good at it. So, you either try for what you want, or you let what's happened in the past take over. Oh, I wondered who was with me this morning.
Well, I've just been pulled out of men's, so you've got me now.
Oh, good.
Penny, do you know who I've just seen?
No.
That friend of Matthew's. You know the one. Oh, look, she's just over there.
OK, so what?
Well, she does seem to come in here an awful lot.
Does she?
Yes, she does. And she doesn't even live on the island.
Well, she is allowed to come and visit.
I know, but she's always here.
Oh, I don't know. I can't say that I've noticed.
And where's Matthew? I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, he's probably in his office.
Oh, yes, of course. He's interviewing today, isn't he?
Yes, I think he is. So, come on, where should we put these? Top or bottom shelf?
Oh, definitely on the bottom shelf.
Come in. Ah, come on in. Yes, please, take a seat. And thanks for coming. Would you like a tea or coffee? I'm afraid there's no cake, but As you know, there would be normally tons in the staff room. Well, that's what I've been told anyway.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.